Welcome back. You're listening to Half Hour to Health. I'm Dr. Stephanie from Crossroads Chiropractic with Dr. Barry Taylor, Massachusetts-based naturopath and author. Thank you for being with us.
I always love speaking to you. Thanks so much.
So we've been talking about weight in the first half.
Yeah, it's heavy.
It's heavy.
It's heavy.
And
how to make it lighter.
How to make it lighter. How to not just lose it, but let it go.
Yeah. Well, the third piece, Dr. Steph, physically, is thyroid. So there was the physical piece of blood sugar stability and adrenal overload. There was a piece of, is somebody toxic? There's another piece of, well, are you eating a lot of empty nutrients? Does somebody eat, you know, too much sugar and a lot of white flour and somebody's, you know, got a lot of holes nutritionally? So another piece that's often missed, and there's a world of people who know that they're hypothyroid, and that's different than if somebody's subclinically hypothyroid. So the thyroid is part of the endocrine system, pituitary, thyroid, adrenals, ovaries for you, testes for me. The thyroid's in your neck, and it really runs a lot about somebody's metabolism. Metabolism is how you burn things. So if somebody's thyroid is off in a way that it affects your blood, then you go to your nurse practitioner, your PCP, your primary care provider, and they will say, oh, look, your T3, T4, your TSH, you know, your hormones are not right, and we'll put you on thyroxine or Synthroid. Those are synthetic forms of what your thyroid should be making. And there are natural forms, and I work with that nutritionally all the time. Those people tend to, but not always, be overweight. But there are a lot of people who have weight concerns, and their T3, T4, TSH is fine. And the medical doctor, the endocrinologist who trained me, a man named Dr. Broda Barnes, wrote a book on subclinical hypothyroid. What that means is your skin might be dry, your hair might be falling out, your hair might be bristly, you might have extra weight, particularly around your hips, and your metabolism is sluggish, so that your bowels, you might have a tendency to be constipated. Certainly you're not somebody who has a lot of diarrhea or loose stools. So there's a whole book that some of my clients, I loan them the book, and some of them I just tell them what the listeners are about to hear, that your thyroid and your blood might be fine, but the way I'm testing you, I'm looking for tyrosine, which is an amino acid. I'm looking for iodine, which is a mineral. I'm going to tell you that your thyroid, while not pathological, you don't have hypothyroid like a disease. You've got a thyroid, and I look at family history and sisters and mothers. This is much more common in women than men. Your thyroid's not working even close to as optimally as it might. So from a physical point of view, there are a lot of people who could detoxify. They could get their blood sugar stability. They could go off sugar for some significant time. They could do more clean protein. And possibly they're still having a wicked tough time letting go of weight. Or their weight is like a half a pound a week. Wow. They're like into the 6 weeks later and they've only lost 3 pounds. Whoa. It's called slow. Not a whole lot of positive reinforcement. So through muscle testing, through my computer, I will not do standard medical tests, but I'll evaluate somebody and I'll say, look, given some of your symptoms, dry skin, sluggish bowels, hair, weight that you're having difficulty, your tiredness, depression is also another key sign of subclinical hypothyroid. I might say, look, I want to give you a thyroid supplement. Now we're talking about an herbal formula to kick the thyroid in. It's not giving somebody just the thyroid hormone, which is the end of what the thyroid's making. I'm now giving somebody one or two supplements, herbal combination supplements. Got blue flag, which is a good thyroid stimulator. Tyrosine I already mentioned. That somebody's energy might go up. They might notice they're less depressed. And now we're starting to get some positive results where they're able to let go of weight. Another thing it would be criminal to not bring up, and again, a lot of this is from my personal experience. I lost weight when I was 15, 16, 17, 18, kind of just literally grew up from this rather round, chubby kid to I gained 4, 5, 6 inches and I elongated, got stretched. I also slept with no clothes. in the winter with no heat. I don't know where I got it in my head, but I got that if I could get cold, I would have to generate some thermogenesis and burn the weight. I don't do that with too many clients. But I know that when I did a workshop some 12 plus 13, 14 years later, when I was 30, I was standing in a workshop with most of the workshop facing the people on stage, and 12 or 14 of us were on stage. There were about 100 people. And in silence for a couple of hours, we did something called a mirror process. People were not in the nude, and they weren't in their underwear, but they were wearing bikinis, or for me, thank you very much, I was wearing a bathing suit. And I was standing in front of the mirror, and I had this extraordinary epiphany. I mean, it was really way in my blind spot that I was a fat person in a thin body. I had lost the weight, I mean, for way my entire decade of my 20s, weight wasn't remotely in close to an issue that I was working on. But I was standing there and getting a sense of how comfortable I was. And different than, well, wouldn't anybody be uncomfortable if 100 people are in a room staring at you? And the question is, well, actually, no. And if some people are a little bit uncomfortable, that doesn't mean you'd have this unconscious thinking that you're a fat person in a thin body. So there are a lot of people who deal with weight as you've asked it, to let go of 3, 4, 5 pounds after you pregnancy, after the childbirth, or you've got years, and what can I do differently than some calorie counting approach? And there are a lot of people that need to deal with weight as an issue. Some of those factors, Dr. Steph, include being related to your physical body like it's a friend. Being willing to listen to your body and the messages that it's giving you. I saw a patient this morning, nurse, wonderful woman, and she said to me, she did one of my Love Your Body programs several months ago, and there's one starting this week, and she's signed up to do it again, and this is the first time I'm meeting her, because prior to that, we were just speaking on the phone, and she wanted to come in, and I said, how can I help you? What has you do a second program? And she said, well, in the first Love Your Body program that I did, I realized how disconnected I've been in my body. Now, her particular past was different than weight. She had some other people touching her appropriately and abuse and stuff like that. But being in a body, whether you're 8 or 10 pounds overweight, or you're 20 or 30, I want the listeners to think, somebody doesn't have to look at a physical body that's morbidly obese, more than 30 pounds overweight. Somebody could be overweight, chubby, and feel very isolated, feel very bullied, feel very unaccepted, feel other kids are saying some things that are just so hurtful. And there are a lot of people who now, 5, 10, 20, 30 years later, they kept it off for a year or two. But why did they gain it back? I mean, you know, what happened? Did somebody hypnotize you to eat pints of ice cream and sit in front of the refrigerator? Sometimes the answer might be yes, but sometimes it's like when people come into a Love Your Body world, my world, or they read my book, it's they realize how much they've taken their body for granted. They realize that to some extent, they've been trying to fix themselves like something was wrong, rather than something was out of balance, and you're a beautiful being. You're a wise, beautiful being, and how can you love your body? And since 15,000 people have done the program, the common retort would be, well, I'll love my body. As soon as I lose my weight, I'll love my body. You know, soon, I promise you. And it's actually rear end backwards. I coach people into a world of acceptance. You know, can you get in touch with your essence? Can you get in touch with your divinity? Can you get in touch with your beauty? And from that place, see if there's any shame, see if there's any embarrassment, because we all, to some extent, maybe overweight people more than thin people, are quite over-identified. Who we take ourselves to be are physical beings. And as far as I can tell, I am a physical being. But it's the over-identification which doesn't allow us to deal with some very difficult, hurt feelings of disappointment. So with most but not all people, when you're dealing with letting go, using the different terminology we've introduced, instead of weight loss, what do you want to let go of? There's this whole chapter in my book on how many people with weight have relationships with emotions where these are good emotions and these are bad emotions. And since when your parents got divorced or when your sister died or when you were yelled at, or in my case, when I forgot my lines in eighth grade and I was completely mortified on stage and I was embarrassed. Oh my God. How many people, drugs are not an option, but food is. Food is an unbelievable option to deal with emotional pain. And so that's what I mean in terms of dealing with some of the stuff between your ears, that for some people there is the detox and the thyroid and the blood sugars and do a clean protein and, you know, could you cut off the bread and the dairy and the red meat just for a little bit. Some of that can be extremely useful, very, very useful. But then there's the whole issue of safety. Somebody feeling safe. And most people, when they come into my office, they come to a Love Your Body program, they don't say overtly, oh, by the way, I've been trying to deal with weight for the last 25, 30 years, and I don't feel safe in my body. That's a person who's already far along, mm-hmm. that they're coming to me, and I go, thank you so much, because I would love to create space so you can feel safe. That's what I mean by user-friendly, where your body is your friend, as opposed to, I hate my body now, and when I lose it, then it'll be a friend.
So, intriguing conversation, one that applies to so many people, I'm sure many of our listeners. If you're interested in learning more, check out Dr. Barry Taylor's book, Love Your Body, Your Path to Transformation, Health, and Healing, available at Amazon or on drbarrytaylor.com. Also, as we mentioned earlier in the show, that you're doing consults now through Skype and online, so that's an opportunity as well. If you want more information, go to drbarrytaylor.com. The show today, sponsored by Crossroads Chiropractic. We'd like to be your family's chiropractor. Give us a call at 575-9080. That's 575-9080. Or go to crossroadschiropractic.com for our monthly offer. We'll see you next time here on Half Hour to Health.